Hey, you guys, welcome to the first ever Sexting and the City podcast. I'm your host, Renee Ariel, and a little bit about me. I'm a host here at AfterBuzz TV, which we are actually at the AfterBuzz studios right now. Thank you so much to AfterBuzz, as well as the Popcorn Talk and Clever TV. But I'm also a dating blogger, and I've been a dating blogger for the last 4 years. My dating blog is sextingandthecity.com. Surprise, surprise. I actually started this blog because I moved to LA and had no friends. So instead of, you know, going out and making friends, I gave some advice online and shared my experience being out in a new city and like the lessons I was learning. And my blog was born. But I wanted to kind of come on a more personal platform where I could talk and interact to you guys. So I have this podcast now. And on here, we're gonna be talking all about dating conundrums, bad date stories, hopefully some good date stories. We're gonna play games. And the best part, I wanna hear from you guys what you're going through so I can give you advice with the best that I can. Of course, if you do have a question relating to dating or relationships or heartbreak, I would love to hear from you. So make sure you shoot me a message on my Instagram at Renee Ariel, and I might answer it next video. But without further ado, let's get right into this. So on the first ever episode of Sexting in the City, we are going to be taking on the topic of online dating and dating apps, the highs, the lows, the do's, the don'ts, the catfishes, the hot men that are actually hotter in person somehow, everything. But of course, to take on this very tricky topic, I had to bring in an expert. You may recognize him from the hit ABC reality show, The Bachelorette, or perhaps the last season of Bachelor in Paradise. Ladies and gentlemen, we have the very handsome, the very controversial DeMario Jackson.
That was a great introduction.
Thank you so much.
I'm all hyped up. Like, I'm playing basketball. Let's go. It's game time.
Always with the sport analogies.
Always.
Every time. That was the first thing I remember. I was watching you before we even met. I was watching you on the, like, you did an E! Interview, and I remember thinking in my head, I've never met or seen anyone make so many sport analogies in my life.
That's my thing. That's my jam. Some people, you know, some people are good at this. Some people are good at that. I'm great at sport analogies, and that's just about it.
And online dating.
Yes. Bumble.
Okay. Well, before we get into this, where can everyone find you?
Everyone can find me at DeMario Jackson _. You can find me also at DeMario Jackson on my Facebook. I never check it. I haven't checked it in like a year or so. But when I do get on, I'm going to send you a lot of love if you send me love.
Good. The good shout out to everyone.
Yes.
Okay. So you guys, DeMario and I actually met because he came on my my show, the Bachelor Nation Weekly here at AfterBuzz TV. He was a guest because he was on Rachel's season of The Bachelorette and last season of Paradise, and he always has some good insight for the episodes. And afterwards, I started following him on Instagram, and I realized he has a lot to say about the dating world and dating culture, and I have a lot to say, so I just started responding to him. And then we became friends, and we realized we had some good back and forth. And I thought for the first episode of this podcast, I had to bring you on.
Our first conversation was legendary because we were literally sending voice memos back and forth. And all of a sudden, I get this phone call, and I'm like, you know, this is 2018. Nobody makes phone calls. And we spoke for like an hour and 25 minutes about everything under the sun, dating, etiquette. And I just was, you know, what I loved is that she comes from like a woman point of view, but she understood what it's like, you know, for a man and like certain things. And I would ask her questions. Hey, I'm going on a date. Like, what does it mean when she says this? And what does this mean? And then she's telling me about this amazing, you know, podcast and whatnot that she's, you know, putting together. So, of course, like legit, I really begged her, like, I want to get on. How do I do this? What do I need to do? So thank you for having me. And I'm pumped.
No, thank you so much for coming on. Yep. I'm so excited that I have you on for this particular episode because of all the topics that we did discuss with the dating culture, dating apps was like number one for us because I feel like that is what at least millennials are most frequently dealing with nowadays. They're not just going out and meeting people in the real world. Some are, but a lot of the time we're on Bumble or Tinder or all of these different apps meeting people and dealing with all new sorts of problems that in the older days we wouldn't have to deal with because now it's like, oh, why didn't he message me first on Tinder? What does it mean when he super likes me? There's so many more things to think about.
You can get points. You can pay to get extra things on Bumble.
If you're paying
Bumble,
for a dating app.
That's crazy. It's next level. I remember my grandma, she turned 80 this past August. And I was showing her like Bumble and all the apps. And she's like, whatever happened to just meeting a good old girl at church? I was like, Granny, like, what? Like, she's like, back in my day when you wanted to meet a young man, you met him at church, and then you met his family, and then you asked his father, or his father would ask your mother if they can go out, and they would chaperone. And I'm thinking, like, wow, this is...
Must have been nice.
We've evolved. Yeah. I remember when I first got the internet, like, you know, back in the day, I made my first, AOL name and all this stuff that we do now. Like, the normal mom was like, don't meet any strangers. Don't do this. Now we're meeting strangers. We're getting in strangers' cars.
We're having strangers.
Yeah, we're having strangers deliver our Postmates. My door's open. I'm hungover. Just come into my room. Second door on the left, John.
And I know.
So, I mean, and that's like kind of like the cool thing. I love how these dating apps are, like, putting people together that you might not have ever met this person. And, like, I haven't really found the one from it, but I've met a lot of close friends from it now. I have, like, a lot of homies who, you know, we're friends now. And, like, we go out and we mingle. We might not have worked out together ourselves.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, friendship is king, especially in a place like L.A. We're all transplants from, you know, God knows where. So, you know, I mean, that's kind of like the plus of the dating apps.
I have to know, though, because you're saying you've met a lot of friends from dating apps. There are, like, certain settings you can turn on your Bumble where it's Bumble BFF, where you're just meeting friends. Are you on Bumble BFF?
No. Well, here's what I do is, I mean, we can kind of get into the reason why I've befriended, or the reason why I friend zone certain women, is because what happens is they put up the group pic, and it's like you, Beyonce, Rihanna, Tyra Banks. I'm thinking it's one of the three. It might be you. And then all of a sudden we start speaking, and it's very difficult for a guy, because if I'm trying to ask which one are you, I don't want you to feel like I'm being, like, you know, like an asshole or something to you. I'm really asking, you know, this is a dating app for you. You shouldn't have group pictures up. Like, that should be. So I'm trying to figure out, who are you? Like, the first picture is four girls. The next one's four. The next one's four. It's all the same one. So I'm kind of sitting there like, hey, so which one, you know, are you, Renee? And then you're like, oh, I'm the girl with the black hair. Automatic. I'm like, wow, that's not my jam.
Yeah.
Automatically, you have to kind of friend zone that situation. You know, you got to kind of.
Yeah, that's awkward.
It's a bit weird. And then I come off as like, you know, I had a girl, her exact words is, you don't want a real woman. I'm like, what does that even mean?
I don't know. Okay, we were talking about this a little bit before the show, where when we shut people down, whether that be on a dating app or be, you know, at a bar, someone will have a response. I don't get it too much from men. I think, I don't know, the guys that I've rejected, I think I'm really good at rejecting people. Like, I think I'm very sweet about it. You're more straightforward. I've got to say, DeMario's a savage. I have seen him say, lose my number to people. Well, you are a straight up savage.
Because here's the deal. Women, you guys always talk about guys not being truthful. Guys telling, like, a lie. And guys fronting. And I'm not telling you something that you don't already know. You know, like, for instance, like the catfish girl who I met at Bungalow a few weeks ago.
You want to share
what
happened?
Yeah, so, you know, me and this, you know, girl, we were chatting on Bumble, and all her pictures were, like, extremely, like, fire, right? She looked like a very beautiful girl. You know, we have great conversation, all this good stuff. She then shows up to the Bungalow, and, I mean, she face-tuned her face so much to where she has, like, this Kennedy jawline online, and she looks like a totally different person. And it's one of those situations to where, based on her body language and her girlfriend's body language, you can tell this has happened to her before. This isn't the first time that she's met up with a guy and he's been like, oh, who's this?
Yeah.
Legit. And it's, for me, put your best foot forward. You know, don't upload a picture from 09, from college. Don't upload a picture from 2013, 2015. Upload a present day, a current picture that best represents who you are as a person, you know? Like,
yeah.
I mean, who would I to be to upload my picture from 09 when I was, like, jacked up and when I weighed 215 and I show up all skinny and I show up, like, you know? Like,
yeah, it's just, you can't use old photos.
I mean, you just can't.
No, I completely agree with you. I think with photos, you, as much as we are using our best photos, you gotta find, like, photos from the last year.
They have to represent you, especially. Yeah.
It's like headshots.
You can't upload, just like headshots. I used to have braids in high school. So if I upload my picture with braids to my LA casting, and if I get casted for a particular role and I show up and I have a shaved head, they're obviously not going to pick me for this opportunity.
Yeah.
Same thing with dating. If you upload this picture when you were nice and fit, and I'm not, like, shaming you or for anything, but everybody likes their body type. Everybody likes this. I have buddies that are like, all my girlfriends are 150 plus. I have buddies that are like, oh, I like petite. I like athletic. I like this. So don't upload this picture from 2009 when you were, you know, 5'2", 115 pounds. And you're showing off this beautiful body. And then you show up and you're like 45 pounds heavier. You're like, you know, because it's just fake. You false advertisement. It's like, I want to Venmo charge you for wasting my time. Like, straight up. Like, I want to literally send you a Venmo charge for wasting my time. Because now it puts me in an awkward situation, because now I kind of have to be the, like, you know, the quote unquote the ass, when in reality, the reason why I'm an ass is because of you.
Yeah.
And her friend stood right there as I was kind of friend zoned. I'm like, yeah, man, there's a lot of people here, you know?
That's wow. So awkward.
And like, her friend's giving her the look like, I told you not to upload that picture. So then finally what I told her, because she showed up a little bit late, I said, hey, look, you know, my buddies and I, we've been here for a couple hours. We're getting ready to leave. She goes, okay, I'm 6'4", 200 pounds. I stand out like a sore thumb. I went to the very, very back of the bungalow, hid by a table, and kind of just watched her like mosey on out. And like, when I uploaded it to my Instagram story, it was more of like, you know, I didn't like at her or anything. I already have blocked her from that. But it wasn't to diss her. It was to just tell people, put you out there, like, represent you, like, don't lie, don't front, because you're going to end up meeting these people in real life, unless you just want to just catfish and not meet people.
Yeah, see, that's what, to me, I've never, like, been catfished in the sense where I was speaking to someone on an, like, online dating app and then met them in person and they looked completely different. But for me, it's always been red flags where they don't want to meet up. Like, they're like, I'm busy. I'm flying to... I had one guy that I matched with. I think it was on Hinge. And he kept telling me he was flying to Toronto. And he had, like, visa problems. And I'm like, sounds like you're not who you say you are. And then you look through his photos. And he was almost like one of those too good to be true type of guys.
Yep.
And I immediately was like, I think he's a catfish. And you got to watch out for that. I think a big red flag for someone that might be a catfish is if they don't want to meet up. If they don't have a lot of photos, and also if you can't find them, I'm really good at finding people on social media. Whenever my friends meet a guy in Bumble, but like start talking to a guy in Bumble, have yet to meet, I'll find his Facebook.
Oh yeah,
absolutely.
You
like
have
that.
To. You have
yeah,
to.
Yeah, I'm a pro. Absolutely, guys, be safe. Like, stalk your people. But you got to. You got to like make sure they're the real deal before you're meeting up with a total stranger who could be a freak. I've had experiences where the guy is exactly who he was in his photos, but he was a weirdo. I've had two terrible dates that I've met from Bumble or Tinder or whatever they were. They were at least who they said they were, but would I want to be alone with them in a room? Absolutely not.
I always suggest, especially for women, just me being like a big brother, me being like a cousin, mentor, like even like, you know, like a friend. I always suggest the Saturday, Sunday, the daytime type spots. And I always suggest that it's a spot that you're comfortable with, like as a woman. Like if you always go to Bungalow, if you always go to Tao, Beauty in Essex, Mama Shelter. And also, like, this sounds kind of weird, but I've had a few girlfriends that told me they've actually called in, like, hey, by the way, like, you know, I'm going to be coming in first date, just kind of throwing it out there, letting you guys know, just for the fact that we live, unfortunately, it's a very dangerous society that we live in right now. There's a lot of people out there who are up to no good. So be safe with doing that. I always tell, like, you know, even like my guy friends, even for me, I always drop a pin to my buddies. I always share my location. I'll tell my mom, I'll tell my dad, hey, by the way, I'm going on a date tonight. Like, I'm going to like Beauty in Essex or something. If you don't hear from me, send in the cavalry. Like, you know,
please help.
Yeah, you know, because you just don't know, especially with like, you know, Bumble. And I haven't had like any situations like that. And obviously I'm like a big guy, but just for like the ladies out there, if you are using these dating apps, like be aware, try to find his Instagram, her Instagram, whatever. But that's like the best advice I can give for that.
That's good. Have you had any luck on Bumble, not just with friends, but romantically? Have you found someone that you have clicked with before?
You know, actually it's funny. I clicked, you know, with the girl this past weekend. She's drop dead gorgeous. Like,
what is she?
Super hot.
What does she look like?
You know, hot, like I can show you, like she's you know, like very pretty.
Yeah.
It turns out that she was on this past season's of America's Next Top Model.
Stop it.
But here's what's funny is that her and I, this was really sexy about the situation. Her and I both downplayed like each other's, like I didn't know who she was, she didn't know who I was.
And you're like, so, you were on a reality show. I was on a reality show.
So like it just so happens, I asked, I was like, yo, I dig your pictures. And she's like, oh yeah, you know, I do some photography. So I was like, oh my God, send me your link. So she sends me her link. I then go to her photography page. I'm like, wow, these pictures are like hot. Like, you know, you take some sweet shots. I would love to
She said she did photography?
No. So she's a model and she also does photography as well.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. I'm like, does she like set up the camera?
Yeah.
Timer?
Yeah. So then I kind of go through her page. I'm like, wow, this is some hot stuff. So I was like, mm-hmm. Oh, by the way, you know, we got on Bumble. So I go, you want to read my very funny Bumble story? And then from there, we ended up adding each other on Instagram. She goes, oh my God, you were on The Bachelor. And I'm as she's typing that, I'm like, oh my God, you're America's Next Top Model.
It.
So it was one of those like super playful, and she's like, oh, like reality TV. So we had that kind of, you know, bond and connection. And then I just randomly brought up Disneyland. I was like, yo, like this Friday, let's go to Disneyland.
So you haven't met in person?
No. So we haven't met in person. We FaceTime. We like
so you know
talk.
She's legit.
Yeah, oh yeah, like I know she's legit. Like we talk all day, every day. Like, you know, just you know, cute stuff, just back and forth.
Tomorrow
and,
you might have found
I might have like
something,
you know,
on Bumble.
I don't want to.
I'm not going to give it a name. I'm just going to say
this sounds
pretty promising.
Don't
I
jinx
love
it
that.
Until Saturday night.
I won't. But I'm going to text you right after and find out what's
cool.
going on
it was,
about that.
It was cool because, like, I think the moral of the story is I didn't give up after all the craziness. Like, I mean. Remember the Bumble girlfriend?
Okay, guys. DeMario has by far the best story with interacting with someone from Bumble. This isn't even a Bumble date story.
No.
This is literally someone who he matched with, and it by far exceeds any story I have.
So I matched with this, you know, girl on Bumble, and for whatever reason, I like unmatched with her. Or, you know, sometimes, I don't know, like you might have thought that she was like attractive or for whatever reason, you don't know.
We've all unmatched.
Yeah, you know, so I unmatched from her. I'm now at the gym, hanging out, lifting. Next thing you know, I receive a text message. So the text message reads, it's like, hey, DeMario or Demo, this is so-and-so. We matched on Bumble. You unmatched from me. I then knew a friend of a friend who had your number. So whoever gave out my number, like, I'm so angry at you. She then, like, talks about how she's gainfully employed. She thinks we'll be a good match. And then she hits me with the dinger. Like, I work out at the same gym as you.
That's a little scary.
So now I'm sitting here like, who dun, could dun, this
dun,
be?
Dun, dun, dun,
and to this very day, I still don't know who it is.
Wait, did she not give a name when
No, she never gave a name. And what's funny is, like, everybody at my gym, we all kind of know each other, and, like, we all kind of, like, laugh and this and that. So that's something that kind of scares me. And, like, could you imagine if you were the girl, like, you know, if you were a woman and you received that same text from a guy, you'd be terrified.
I'd be absolutely terrified.
Even as a man, I'm terrified because I'm thinking, like, I'm going to my car, it's late at night. The kind of, you know.
Tomorrow's feeling what we, what
you,
us
you know,
women
like,
feel.
Man, it's like, you know, it's a very, you know, it's a very crazy thing.
Yeah.
And it just was scary because I'm kind of like, okay. And
like, what do you say to that?
You know,
you're
know,
right. Oops. Yeah. Sorry. I unmatched you.
Yeah. Like, you know, what do you say from that? But like, you know, you kind of receive that from, like, you know, like a lot of women, you know, and it's funny and it's playful, but at the end of the day, like, it still like invades somebody's space to just randomly, hey man, I'm trying to, yeah, like, Renee, she unmatched me. Oh, I have her phone number. Text her.
Must have been by accident. Yeah, you should never do that. You guys, here's one just lesson in dating. If someone is not making themselves available to you, whether that be on a dating app or just in real life, they're not interested. And it says nothing about you. It's just they are not interested in you. And you have another person out there, several other people, who would be thrilled to go on a date with you. Find those people. Because I promise you, even though you may be the sweetest, funniest peach, they're going to like apples and they're going to think you're creepy.
Don't get caught up. Don't catch feelings. Don't be Drake. Be 100% Kanye on these dating apps. The reason why I say that is because there's so many people who like your particular look. Whether you're a redhead, whether you're short, whether you're tall, like, there's somebody out there who loves your look. And it's somebody
Absolutely.
Out there who won't like it. So you really can't take this stuff to the heart. You know, there's no point. And, you know, I mean, I see guys at the bar and they holler at you and they, hey, you know, how are you? And you're like, oh, I'm not interested. Well, you're ugly. It's like, okay. Like, don't be that person.
No.
Don't be the girl who gets upset and says, well, you don't like girls, or you don't like this, or you don't like real women, or guys that say, oh, well, you're ugly anyway, and you have a pimple. And don't become like that grade school bully. Just accept that minor L for that time being and just swipe right, because I'm pretty sure it's going to say you've connected or whatever the heck happens.
Yeah, life, like, you're going to find someone else. And honestly, the only time where you should ever completely lose all your chill and get mad at them is if you're on The Bachelor. Because honestly, I like good TV and I would like to watch you do that. But if it's at the bar, stop it. Don't do it.
That's like another funny thing. Like, you know, what I've noticed just being on the show is that there's three type of women. that are on Bumble that like holler at me. Like legit, there's three type. There's the first one who drops like the very corny, will you accept this rose line?
No, you don't get that.
Oh, I get that like all the time. Or like the, hey, are you dating Corinne? Hey, can we hang out with like you and Raven and the girls? Hey, I know you love Disneyland. So it's kind of like that bachelor person, right? Mm. Then it's that person who, I don't know why women do this, but you guys pretend like you don't know. So it's fine. Like, hey, DeMario, how's your day? Oh, I'm well. How's this? How's your mom? How's your dad? Then all of a sudden they, my best friend's great aunt's dog happened to see that I was bumbling with you. They then told me, oh, that's the fella from The Bachelorette. So were you on that TV show? And then I'm like, oh, yeah. And then they go, well, how's Dean, Robbie, D'Lo? And then they go into this, and then they start fangirl. I'm like, 20 minutes ago, you told me you didn't know who I was. And then there's a person that's oblivious. And I actually went out on a date with one of the girls. And I felt terrible because we're out. We're having some great drinks. We're at the Roosevelt Hotel, super low key.
Yeah.
It must have been bachelor night because people were literally coming up in the middle of my date.
What?
Asking to take pictures. That's the one thing
about—
Who
are you, Justin Bieber?
That's the one thing that's very intrusive. And because of all the crazy stuff with Paradise, a lot of people feel connected to me. So yeah. I'm in the middle of a date,
but on a
you
first
and I.
Date, that is so awkward.
And the first guy that did it, the girl kind of— She's like, oh, yeah, I'll take the picture. He's like, oh, thanks a lot, bro. You know, my wife's a huge fan. And then I kind of played it cool. She's like, who are you? And I was like, oh, that's like a... I was like, man, I used to wear... I'm like, how do you say this? Then another guy. And then a couple. So now she's like, who are you? And I was like, oh, I did some reality TV show. And you could just see she was just... I mean, she was defeated. She was like, I don't want anything to do with this guy. You know, I don't want to... The
did
rest
she
of
Google
the night...
you while you were there?
When I went to the restroom... I came back and she goes, I just Googled you. Oh my God. Like your story is so cool and it's so uplifting. I started watching a little bit of the video. Like, oh my God, that's so sweet. Like, and I'm just sitting there and it just kills everything.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I need something to be answered from you actually, since you're the expert.
Please tell me.
How do I approach that? I don't want to be, cause I feel like an ass if you and I are talking. I'm like, hey, by the way, I'm DeMario from the— That like that isn't so. At what point do I drop that bomb on you?
I think if it's a scenario where you are out to eat and all of this is happening, you should be like, "Listen, this is embarrassing. I didn't plan on this happening, but I just want to let you know I was on a dating show. Yes, it gets a lot of viewers, so people do know who I am, but it's not who I am, and I don't really want to get into this right now. And I hope we can just." Hopefully ignore this and move past this. I'd love to hear about you. I would just somehow like dodge it. Be like, yes, I was on a dating show. You don't have to say what dating show. You can say, I was just on one of those dating shows. So sometimes people know who I am. This is just a coincidence. So many people do. And then later on, you can tell them. But I wouldn't tell someone that early on because they may either not like you just because of that, or worse, they may like you just because of that.
Yeah.
And you don't want either one.
That's a very— I wish I would have had you there. Because, I mean, I was like a deer in headlights. I just kind of sat there. And now I'm like, I feel bad. She's a great girl. Super cool. Like, just very, like, my speed. Just super not into any of that. And
I will tell you, though, what I've learned about life is the chiller you are about something, the more chill someone else is going to be about it. So if you make it a huge deal, like, I was on this dating show, then people are going to be like, oh, taken aback. They're going to feel the same energy. But if you're like... Yeah, I was on this dating show. It's not a big deal. Just some people know who I am because of it. But and then
it was
move
like
on.
Back to back to back. And I'm sitting there just sweating like, this can't be life right now. As of all places, the Roosevelt, who's more low key. And it was random people were coming up. And I'm like, oh. And the girl and I, you know, we still kind of talk like just like every like now and then. Like, hey, you know, hope all is well. Just to kind of. But you could tell that wasn't her speed. Like, she just was like, oh, yeah, you know, like, it just was really weird. And I even asked her for, like, a second date. I was like, yeah, you know, we should meet up again. She's like, oh, yeah, you know.
Yeah, maybe. No, but I do want to know, because here's the thing. I think we both are not, maybe not experts of online dating, but I think we've had enough experience, the two of us, to be able to answer some questions from our listeners and our followers. So I do want to get into some Q&A. A few of you guys wrote in, and I want to get to your questions. So DeMario, one of our listeners asked, they said that I recently got out of a long relationship, and I don't know anything about the dating world. What app do you recommend for me to get back in the game?
Now... I'm going to say Bumble. And the reason why I'm going to say Bumble is because Bumble is a lot like practicing your jump shot in basketball. Now, follow me with this. The reason why if you go on Tinder, you're going to be just guy message after guy message. And I feel like that Bumble's more your speed, because mm-hmm. then you could really decide, wow, like, do I like this guy? You can go on his profile. His Instagram is usually connected. You're able to kind of get a feel for his pictures. You might be able to Google him, look him up on LinkedIn, mm-hmm. Facebook. You might, you know, do like a little bit of stalking. That way you get a feel for this guy. You can see, oh, this guy goes to music festivals, or this guy golfs, or he's from Scottsdale. Then from there, you can craft your very witty or your not so witty, you know, message to him. I prefer and I love when, you know, women come out and they're like, all right, cool. Top three bands of all time.
Really?
Top three movies of mm-hmm. all time. Are you a Christina Aguilera or Britney Spears fan? Are you 98 Degrees? Are you back? You know, one of yeah. those type of playful messages.
Fun question.
That way, you put the ball in his court. So he's like, oh, hi, how are you, Sandra? Oh, you know what? I'm a huge NSYNC fan. And then he'll usually, and then that way you guys have a natural conversation.
Yeah. I feel you on that. To be honest, do you want to know my trick for Bumble?
What is it?
If I'm interested in the guy, the first thing I say is, let's grab a drink. Every time. That is my opening line, because to be honest, I don't know if I'm just not that into, I'm just not that into communicating with people through a screen. I think it's not a good way to get a vibe off of how they are in real life. I think it's possible that they could be witty and charming in person, but I also think it doesn't take a rocket scientist to sit there and craft a message for 20 minutes to make sure you're funny and charming.
That's true.
So I'd rather find out in person, and to be honest, I don't even want to waste my time. Like, is he going to message back, or should I wait? You know, I would just rather cut to the chase, and that has worked for me. I've done that several times. I think it is easier as a woman than as a man, because if you do that as a man, I'm like, are you going to murder me?
Yeah,
that would be my
true.
First thought. I'd be like, are you a killer?
That's true.
So that's what I would do. And for the apps to use, I would say a really good kind of like first getting in the pool after a long time app would be Hinge.
Yep.
I like Bumble a lot. I mean, that's one of my favorite dating apps for sure. But I think Hinge is fun because it's all friends of friends. And unlike Tinder, that's supposedly the same thing, you don't get as many, like, I think Tinder has so many people
so
and
bad.
You get so many different people that it's like some of those people almost want to make you get off the app. But Hinge is more, it's a slower transition. You get to learn a lot more about the person. And they have, like, fun ways to interact. You can, like, heart their pictures or facts about themselves. And they make you put in facts about yourself. So I'd say that's also a good one. Because you can kind of, it's a good, way to, like, slowly get into the dating app world.
Yeah, Tinder is the comment section of dating apps, if you can
yes!
understand that. Like, straight
that's
up, Tinder.
That's a great analogy.
Tinder
there.
Is so, even for me, Tinder's like dirt. I feel like it's like the most random.
I agree. I hate to say it, but I agree.
Oh, it's so bad.
Bumble weeds out some weirdos, I will say for sure. But actually, speaking of Tinder, our next viewer asked, how many people just use Tinder / dating apps to just feel good about themselves versus how many are actually looking for relationships? This is a great question, because I think due to the fact that dating apps are so convenient, a lot of people will go on them just for a self-esteem boost sometimes, because it's so easy, like when you're feeling down, like he doesn't like me, to just click on your phone, make a dating profile, and then get validation from random guys.
I've noticed a lot of women are using these dating apps just to get followers.
Really?
Yeah, I've noticed a lot of women that'll be like, hey, I never use this. Just follow me on Instagram.
Hey, I never.
Like, but like they're on it. And then, like, you know, then they'll send you. I mean, even for me, you know, I've had, you know, women that would be like, hey, how's your day? I'm like, oh, I'm doing well. How about yourself? Oh, you should follow me on Instagram. Oh, my God, are you famous? Yeah, you should definitely follow me. And you're just like, what?
Oh, that's too much.
You know, like a lot of people. I mean, I think there are, you know, I think it's like 50-50. There are people that are there, you know, who are looking for love, who, are, you know, are looking for, you know, that next step. For me, the reason why I got on Bumble way back when is because I work 60 to 70 hours per week. Mm-hmm. It's frowned upon at the gym to holler at somebody. It's frowned upon at the grocery store. When you're out at a bar, when you're out at a bar, out at the club with your friends, that girl that you like usually has that cock block friend who's preventing you guys from living your best life. When you're out at the club, the music is blasting. So literally, when can you holler at somebody? The DMV? You know, you really can't. These dating apps are saving people, because it's saving you time as well, because nothing's worse than wasted time.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. I think nowadays, I think it's so hard to meet someone while you're out. But I also think because we've become such an impatient generation, I feel as though we think, oh, well, I haven't met anyone yet, so why hasn't it happened this day at the bar, this day at the DMV? But we have to remember, like, before us, people have still met people. I think it's that we've just grown so impatient that we want it now, now, now. Like, our iPhone allows us to have everything right now that we use. That's what we use dating apps for. I do think that if we honestly took a step back from online dating and didn't rely on just social media to meet people, I do think we would meet someone and maybe someone amazing for us. I just think it would take more time.
I also think a lot of time with women, and this is kind of like one of you guys is that I know women personally who are like great friends of mine who were out, a guy shows interest. Mm-hmm. He's a good guy, graduated from a top school, has a job, has his stuff together.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh my God, like he offered to buy me a drink and to go to dinner. And you're like, that's what you want. You know, like this is what you want. And then they end up going home to that quote unquote fuck boy. I feel like women, you guys say that you guys don't want like the bad boy and you guys don't want that guy, but you guys do. I've seen like some great guys. Great guys who go out on dates and they're like, D, did this, did that, did all of this. And I know like mutual friends and I asked my girlfriend, I'm like, what happened? And they're like, you know what? He just was so nice. It was weird.
See, I know friends that are guilty of that. I actually had a girlfriend who was dating this terrible guy. Honestly, I can't stand him. If he listens, I'm sorry. You're the worst. To her, he was so mean to her. They would get into fights. Their relationship was so rocky all the time. And I don't mean all the time for like a few months. I mean for 2 years. Just rockiness. Never committing for 2 years. The same thing. And she met this great guy that I actually swiped right for her on Bumble. And she started to like get a crush on him. She liked him. They started seeing each other. And he was so nice and so good to her. He bought us like tacos from Taco Bell for all of her friends. He would show up to everything. And she friend zoned him, went back to this guy. And then after like a few more months of it being terrible, realized she made a mistake. And now this guy like had moved on. And she's like, what happened? Sometimes we're just not ready for people to be good to us because we accept the love we think we deserve. So if we're in something toxic, sometimes we can't even see the good in someone else because we're like, why are you being so good to me? That's so weird. Like, this is so much more exciting. I prefer to be treated terribly. It's weird. It's a mental thing.
What's that Drake and Rihanna? I'm too good for you. You take my love for granted. True. It's true. Even for me, there's been times, you know me, I'm very straightforward. I'm very blunt. I'm very upfront, all those kind of good things. But there's time like when DeMario like, man, I want some love, you know, and I'm nice and I'm very like, you know, I'm trying to be more of a lover. And I get the most negative response from women with that. It's almost like they love it when I'm a little bit more like a bad boyish. Like,
no, it's not that. And I know what you're thinking because it's when you do shut them down, women then are nice again. That's not what it is. It's because you're constantly teaching people the way you want to be treated. So when women, I think some women, when they're not that interested or that invested, they'll try to see what they can kind of get away with, how they treat you. And the second that you are like, I have standards, they're like, standards? I was just kidding. Like, I'm cool. People do that. I've seen guys do it. I've seen girls do it. Sometimes it takes I'm not going to deal with this. For then the other person to be like, oh, I'm so sorry.
Definitely.
And it's not because they necessarily like the bad person, but we like people with standards. Like, we like people who value themselves enough to be like, I'm not going to be treated like that. But speaking of not wanting to be treated a certain way, I have a little game that I want to finish up this podcast with. It's called Is It a Red Flag? And it's all dating app themed because this is the episode.
That's right.
Okay. So is it a red flag if someone has a picture with someone of the opposite sex, just them two, on their dating profile?
I actually just encountered this.
Yeah.
There was a girl, and her first picture was her. The following three were with the same guy. So her Instagram was connected right there. I didn't add it to Instagram, and I realized that it was her ex-boyfriend in the pictures, and that she was just looking for like some rebound D or something.
Stop it.
Because I called her out on it. I said, hey, like, who's that guy? And she's like, oh, he's my ex, but he's my good friend still.
Oh, no. And you can't be friends with your ex that quick.
You know, and I told her, I was like, well, look, I mean, I was like, that's just kind of weird. Like, this is a dating app for you, and you have three out of the four pictures are all with your ex.
Nope.
And, you know, and she's like, yeah, but you know. And I don't know. And then I just was like, all right, well, you know, you have a great one. You know, I hope you have a great night. And, you know, you take care. Because I don't want to waste my time.
Yeah, no, 100%. Keep it real, honestly. So for you, red flag?
Oh, 100%.
Okay, what if when a girl says, I'm not like other girls?
Oh, my. When they say I'm not like other girls, every single guy, it's like guy code. You're going to get laid that night. Like
Stop
facts.
It.
That's one. That's factual. That's one. Whenever a woman tells me I'm not like that kind of girl, or don't expect this, or I'm not gonna do this, or anything like that, it's already on her mind. They do it 100. When you hear that, it's like Kobe in the clutch. Like, woof.
Okay. If they have, do you prefer? I guess this is more like, do you prefer a really long bio or no bio?
I like a very mine says a cross between Seth Cohen and Kanye West.
See, that's what. This is actually what I was going to give, because I did get a question that we weren't able to get to with how to create the perfect bio on a dating app. I honestly think you don't need to give your life story. Just give something cute and playful to get them a feel of who you are as a person, and that's it, because they're going to learn everything else through talking to you.
Yeah, get straight to the point. I don't need the whole bio.
Exactly. Okay, and then just a rapid fire round. Wants to meet up right off the bat.
Usually women who are looking for free dinner.
Free dinner, you think?
Yeah, free dinner.
Okay, keep postponing the meetup.
They have other dates. You're not really a priority.
Okay, only has group shots.
They're usually, no disrespect, the ugly friend.
If they only have one photo.
It's definitely a catfish.
And then lastly, if all of their pictures are of them by themselves, no friends.
I kind of like that. The reason why I like it is because it's you. This is your dating profile. You never want to... There's been times, and I've done it, I've swiped, and then I've asked you, hey, Renee, who's that blonde? yeah. And, pick three. Oh, okay, cool.
Stop it.
Yeah.
I've wanted to do that before. I've seen, a hot guy in a picture with a guy that I match with, and I'm like, but who's your friend?
And, you ask it casually. You're like, oh, yeah, by the way, who do you live with, or who's the girl in the picture? They're like, oh, that's my, that's my good friend Sandra. And then their Instagram's right there. You then go creep on Sandra. What I do, I like a pic. Sandra then likes a pic for me, and the next thing she's in my DM with, oh, my God, were you on that one TV show?
Stop it. Oh, my gosh.
Clockwork.
That does not. I haven't tried that. I'm gonna try that. I'm gonna see if it works.
Try it. Just whatever.
But I'm gonna have you. I'm gonna have to have you on again. I think we definitely need to talk about more things when it comes to dating. But you guys, this was the first episode. I'm so excited to be doing this podcast. It will not be next week, but it will be the week after that, and it will just be audio. But if you have any recommendations for what you want me to talk about, please send me a message on my Instagram at Renee Ariel. And in the meantime, DeMario, where can everyone find you?
You can find me at DeMario Jackson _ on both Instagram and Twitter.
Awesome. And you guys, everyone wish DeMario good luck on his date in Disneyland. And yes, I will be back, but this was a lot of fun. We'll see you guys next time.